Now it's time for our next public affairs show today, the monthly call-in show with local veterinarians. We have Ask the Vet. My name is Lucas Turner. I'm the news and program director here at KDNK. I will be in the background here taking the calls and moving them through to our hosts. And I'm actually going to turn it over to our hosts right now who are on the line with us. Hello, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, hello. We can hear you.
Excellent.
Yes, we can.
Thank you. Well, take it away.
Hi, my name is Emily. I'm a vet tech at Alpine Animal Hospital, and I'm here with my cohort, Darren. He is also a vet tech at Alpine Animal Hospital. So today we're doing things a little bit differently on Ask the Vet, and it's more like Ask the Vet Tech. Our topic today will be, what the heck is a vet tech? What is the job? What's the certification requirements? And what do we do on a daily basis? So I think it's a fun topic to discuss, and we welcome any questions that you'd like to call in with. So to start it out, Darren, can I just ask you, in your experience, what is the day-to-day job of a vet tech? What do you do?
Yeah, so that's kind of a loaded question, to be totally honest. What we do as veterinary technicians, a lot of people think that we're the puppy cuddlers, the kitty cuddlers. But, you know, we do a lot of stuff behind the scenes. So when the doctor takes those samples, they take them to the back to the certified veterinary technician or technician assistants, and we prepare those samples, look at those samples. We also assist in holding those animals as well. We are fear-free, so we do a lot of things differently. We also facilitate in taking x-rays, running the lab work itself, and then reporting the results back to the veterinarian. We also do a lot of things like cleaning and sort of that sort of stuff as well.
So let me ask you this question. What do you mean by sample, and what are you looking at? Like, okay, and Darren, I'm pretending, and everyone knows I'm pretending. I know what a sample is. I'm also a vet tech. But just for our listeners here, what do you mean by sample, and what are you doing in the lab to look at it? Are you using a machine? Are you using a microscope?
Right. That's a good question. I didn't think about that. So when I say samples, I mean like the fecal samples, the urine samples, or the blood samples. And what we use really depends on, it ranges from our eyes to machinery to kind of all sorts of things in between.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So I agree with you. Yeah, we help interact with the patients. We help the doctors complete their jobs. We work in the laboratory. There's a crazy part of our job, I feel, is the responsibility in anesthesia. What's your experience with that?
You know, my experience, you know, since coming to Alpine Animal Hospital here, it's actually grown a lot. As a veterinary technician, we actually run and monitor anesthesia. We also do the anesthetizing. We pull up the pre-anesthetic medications, and, you know, we kind of facilitate any emergency protocols that need to happen. So I feel like it's very intense for sure.
Yeah, honestly, it's one of my favorite parts of the job. I just feel like being able to utilize our brains to that level is just really fun and rewarding. So I really enjoy that aspect. There's a lot that veterinary technicians can do, and all practices function a little bit differently. We have here at Alpine, we have a technician with a specialty. There are other specialties that techs can get. There have been a couple that you've considered. What are those ones that you're interested in?
Yeah, so one of them was dentistry, which is one that we have here, one of the technicians that we have here. But I also thought about going into anesthesiology. It's really fascinating, and I agree with you in that using our brains to kind of think these processes through during anesthesia, it's a wonderful feeling. And then knowing that we are helping these animals, like through our brain power, so to speak.
Yeah, I think it's just a really fun aspect of our job. I totally
Absolutely.
Agree. Just as a reminder, you are listening to Ask the Vet / Vet Tech on KDNK. Please call in with any questions you have. We'd be happy to field them. It's 970-963-2976, and we are talking about what the heck is a vet tech. And I'm here, I'm Emily, I'm here with Darren, and we're just chatting. So, Darren, we both are certified veterinary technicians. What does that mean? What's the process like?
Yeah, so being a certified veterinary technician is a little bit different than on-the-job trained. We go through 2 to 3 years of schooling, kind of depending on the school that you attend or apply to. And, you know, it can range from just that 2 to 3 years for the Associates of Applied Science or continuing on to those specialties we were talking about earlier, adding plus 4 or 5 years or so. The training is pretty rigorous in school. And then once we get finished with school, we have to do the national technician exam. And that, oh boy, that was probably one of the most challenging tests I've ever had to take in my life. And in addition to that, once we take our test and once we pass it with our minimum requirements, then we have to register with the state. Our state organization is the CACVT, or Colorado Association of Certified Veterinary Technicians. And every 2 years, as you know, we have to get that 20 hours of continuing education. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty, I think Colorado is one of the, in the top five of requirements for their veterinary technicians.
Yeah, I kind of appreciate that about Colorado.
I agree.
Yeah, I really like that. Some of the misunderstandings of our field kind of come from state-to-state regulations of what a vet tech can do being different. So, for example, and we're not state-bashing, we're just giving facts here. So, for example, Montana doesn't recognize our credentials, and they don't really necessarily care what they are. They just want people to do the job. States like California are very, very rigid. They actually have their own test that you have to pass in addition to the Vet Tech National Exam. And in California, they are registered veterinary technicians. So one of our techs here did come from California, so she has a lot of initials behind her name. She's an RVT, a registered veterinary technician. She's a CVT, which is being a veterinary technician that's certified. That's how Colorado recognizes it. And then there's a credentialed veterinary technician, isn't there?
And then I think a licensed.
A licensed, yeah. Yeah, you're correct. So this, and it's more of an East Coast is where people are licensed. But they're all taking the same exam. They're, you know, generally have the same education, but they're called a bunch of different things. So that can be really confusing. So I know as far as in Colorado, there's a lot of lobbying at the state level to change the name of vet tech. Can you talk to me a little bit about that?
Yeah, so that's something that I personally am really excited about. The CACVT, or our state organization, is kind of lobbying to get more recognition as veterinary technicians, in addition to, you know, the different, you know, licensed veterinary technician, registered. They want to push to have like a across-the-board standard across all of the states. So basically what they want to do is kind of change our certification naming to, instead of a certified veterinary technician, to a certified veterinary nurse or registered veterinary nurse.
Whatever it looks like, right?
Yeah. I think currently they want to have it as registered veterinary nurse, so like an RVN, which I've really like that title. I feel like it fits with us because of how versatile we have to be with our roles in the hospital. You know, from the samples that we talked about earlier to running anesthesia to doing outpatient appointments for vaccines and seeing sick pets, and then even to client communication and education. I feel like that title fits with our position in the world here.
Yeah, Darren, I agree with you. And what I like about registered veterinary nurse is that it's familiar to people. You know,
right.
Nurses in the community who are registered nurses, I think it just would give our clients, clients are what we call the owners of the pets for our listeners, I would just give our clients some sort of understanding for what that means and maybe what your role is without you having to explain it. A lot of people hear the word technician and think we're typing on a computer, which we also do, but that's not... Certainly aren't in IT. Just as a reminder for everyone out there listening, you are asking, you are listening to Ask the Vet on KDNK. Today it's Ask the Vet Tech. You can call 970-963-2976.
And hey, Emily, it's Lucas
here. I'm
here
with Darren. Hi, Lucas.
Can I ask a quick question? This may be one that you get often. It is about...
Oh, ask away.
It is about trimming dog nails.
The hardest thing in the world.
Okay, I'm glad to hear you say that because that's exactly how I feel. I guess the dog that I have now, she's the first dog that I had that really had nails that grew a lot and they get really long. And I try to have a run and stuff, which seems to help, but I still need to clip them. And the main problem is really always that she's strong. Like, she's a strong dog. And I've tried to do everything I can to get her to not be afraid of getting her nails clipped. I've tried, you know, various tools and things like that. So do you have any advice on maybe training her to so that I can clip her nails? Should I just bring her into a groomer? Or what are my options?
Oh, you have so many options. So... the number one thing that we say is you're not alone. Dogs absolutely hate having their feet touched. I can't really rationalize that for you, but especially when we're holding their foot and they don't have control and free will over their body, they really start to panic. So it's fear that is behind the resistance to nail trims. And if you've ever cut them, they remember. So the biggest thing that I always recommend is make it as positive of an experience as you possibly can. So we use a lot of high incentive rewards. Disgusting junk food is what I mean. Peanut butter, Cheese Whiz from a can. We use Gerber baby food, just the smelly, nasty stuff. The dogs are like, oh, heck yeah, this is a fabulous distraction. So we pull out the big guns when we have to do the scary things. So number one is make it a positive experience. Number two is train and desensitize. So you want to work on this and set your goals to be attainable. So don't set out with the intention that I'm going to trim all four of my dog's feet and I'm going to get all the nails in every foot. I'm going to get that accomplished and it'll be a happy day. No, no, no. If you're able to trim two nails and your dog is feeling happy, stop while you're ahead because you've just had a win. And then tomorrow, go ahead and try again. So set short-term goals that are attainable, work at it, make it a positive experience, and stop while you're ahead. That's going to make the dog go, oh, okay, that wasn't so bad, I suppose. Another thing that I frequently see people do is, you know, we're afraid. We're afraid that we're going to cut our dog. So we want to look. We want to look really close, pull that foot up close to our eye, and then we kind of slowly clip the clippers. So there's two recommendations I have in this situation. Be aware of your dog's normal body position. Don't twist their wrist out so that you can see it. Don't lift their leg up to your eyeballs. Get down on your dog's level and make sure that their body isn't in an uncomfortable position when you're trying to trim their tootsies. And on top of that, when you found the place that you're going to clip, clip it like you mean it. Don't let those clippers squeeze your dog's nail and cause an uncomfortable sensation. So make it positive.
Okay.
Stop while you're ahead, attainable goals, and make it comfy.
That all seems great. And actually, I have another caller for you. So I'm just going to transfer them over here real quick for another question. Caller, you are on the air. Are you with us, caller?
Hi. What's your question?
Yes, I thank you so much for the information you're providing. Your comment on a positive experience in the nail trimming made me finally pick up the phone on something I've been itching to ask about. A positive experience at the vet, or compassionate or low impact care, so they have a good experience. Are there vet practices that, like, for instance, if your dog just needs an updated shot, that to just give them the shot without a need for checking vitals or doing a full examination?
Yeah, so I'll go ahead and I'll take your question. This is Darren. That's a good question for sure. We kind of get into a little bit of a gray area with just doing vaccines without an exam, because in some instances we need to make sure that they are up to date and, you know, okay to get that. But in particular, Alpine Animal Hospital is a fear-free animal hospital. So what does that mean? That means that we do use those high incentive rewards. Our exams look a little bit different in that, you know, if our little friend is just scared, we can do a minimal exam that will still, so to say, get the job done. And we definitely encourage positive experiences with these exams, so that, you know, if we get the poke and we're still afraid, we kind of end on that happy note of we're doing lots of good treats, lots of love, lots of excitement. And we do our exams on the floor so that we're not putting them up on the table. That's one thing that really freaks them out. So something else that we like to use in our room, in every single one of them, is pheromone spray or pheromone diffusers that give a nice, happy feeling to our little friends. So it's good dog pheromones that kind of help them go from I'm super scared to, okay, this feels good.
It's actually the same pheromone emitted when a mother is nursing her puppies, so it's pretty comforting to dogs, called Adaptil. You can also get it for your house.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
Just want to remind people, it's 963-2976 if you want to call in. There's about 6 minutes or so left for you to call and ask any questions. Go ahead, Emily. Sorry.
Oh, that's just fine. Thanks, Lucas. We can't see each other, so it's kind of hard to communicate over the phone.
Right.
So, Darren, kind of on that topic, fear is a big part of what we deal with as vet techs every single day. You know, the field historically of veterinary medicine has been, you know, dogs and cats, they mostly live outside, and within the last 30 years, dogs and cats have really, really become indoor animals. They're parts of the family. And, you know, because of that, people want to make sure that they're healthy, and they bring them to the vet when they're sick. And, you know, that can be pretty gosh dang scary for a lot of pets. So I personally really, really appreciate stress mitigating practices. What is the biggest thing that you've experienced as far as how an exam can be different, whether it's, you know, outside or how we're handling them, or what's your experience with that, and what do you think has been the most impactful as far as getting the stress down?
Oh, my gosh. I've only ever worked in, like, two or three practices, but seeing the difference here versus there is that, you know, we take into consideration doing the exams on the floor. I honestly feel like that's one of the biggest things that affects the pet's stress, especially the bigger dogs. They hate it up on that table. So that's something that really made a difference coming to Alpine and seeing that these exams are done on the floor. Also, kind of on that same note, when we recognize that, you know, this dog is super scared. We've got some things done, and we have a little bit of a positive momentum. We're okay with saying, let's stop here, and introducing some anti-anxiety meds to kind of help bring their fear, anxiety, and stress down. I think the combination of being willing to work with our little friends and keep them not terrified of the vet and not putting them up on the table is kind of, those are like the biggest things that I've seen, working with where they're comfortable.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. You know, something that's kind of funny is like, who doesn't yell at their cat when they get on the counter? Like, I know I do, but then they come to the vet,
right,
and we like put them up on a counter and expect them to have a really great time. And that just is pretty counterintuitive. It scares them right off the bat. So I've always found that to be a little bit funny.
Yeah.
Anxiety medication can be a really tough topic. It can be really scary for people to consider, you know, but I have seen in a lot of cases, you know, it's like taking a deep breath for our patients. If they come in with a lower level of stress, I can do my job in a safer way. I can help the doctor do a more complete exam. We can get those blood samples without a big hullabaloo. And, it seems to really make things go more smoothly. Darren, we have just a few minutes left here, about a minute and 30 seconds. Is there anything else that you would say that, you know, you think that people don't understand about what the job of a vet tech is, or how our clients might utilize us?
That's another loaded question.
Isn't it?
Something that I don't think people realize is that we are medical professionals. Like you kind of mentioned earlier that, you know, when we hear the word vet tech, it's like, oh, we're in IT. In some cases, I feel like an IT person sometimes. So there is that aspect, but we do a lot of medical stuff, and we are medical professionals. And even, you know, our super helpful friends that are veterinary assistants, they're absolutely vital to hospital workings.
100%.
Yeah. So having our veterinary technicians and our veterinary assistants, like, we are, again, medical professionals, and we serve kind of a large purpose in the veterinary medical world, in that we a lot of times are facilitating for our little friends or our patients. So I think that's kind of the biggest part that a lot of people may not totally understand.
Yeah, I agree with you. We're trained medical professionals. We can answer your questions, kind of help the doctor alleviate things off of their plate, too.
Right,
yeah,
absolutely.
Like a nurse would.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, everybody, for tuning in today to Ask the Vet or Vet Tech here on KDNK. We will be here next month. One Thursday a month will be your friend. Until next time, thanks.